That's border reporter Jean Guerrero from KPBS in San Diego and Maria Sacchetti, who covers immigration for The Washington Post. Listen to the rhetoric, and the two parties seem far apart. The Democrats put out a statement that said Trump's speech tonight is likely to be full of malice and misinformation. Meanwhile, Vice President Mike Pence told CBS News that Trump is speaking the truth about the border.
We have a crisis, and we have to address it, and the time has come for the Democrats to come to the table and start negotiating.
We wondered if there are possible solutions that we're just not hearing about. That's something I spoke with Tamar Jacoby about today. She's the head of Immigration Works USA. It's a federation of small businesses that advocates for immigration reform. Jacoby says finding a political compromise has to begin by understanding why people are coming to America.
It's a complicated system to deal with, right? How do you sort out the ones who are fleeing from their lives from the ones who just want a job? In a better world, I'd admit the people who want a job, too, if we needed them. But we don't have that system right now. But how do you sort out the ones who really are fleeing their lives? How do you send a message that, hey, not everybody's going to get in? You know, don't come if you really just are looking for a job, because, you know, we want to, instead of looking for the needles in the haystack or sorting through them, we want to try to send the right signals so not everybody who just thinks I'd rather live in Dallas is coming here. And we need to be cooperating with our neighbors in Mexico because they can help on some of that, sending the right signals and doing some of the deterring and sorting along the way. But the problem is, instead of any of that complicated, that's complicated, right? We got to make distinctions. We got to send subtle signals. We got to, you know, be
aren't the
generous.
Isn't the scaffolding, though, kind of in place for this kind of bifurcated system of people seeking refugee status and allowing them to seek asylum and others looking for
gummy.
Work?
It's gummy because it takes a long time to tell who should get asylum and who should get refugee status. Courts are backlogged. We don't have a system for people coming to work. And instead of thinking subtly about how do we gear up those systems, how do we get more precise, it's a mixed signal you got to send, right? You got to send, we're generous, we're humane, but also, hey, if you're not going to fit in our category, we're going to send you home. Instead of doing any of that subtle work, we're screaming at each other with symbolism and kabuki theater. You know, build a wall and, you know, no one can come and declare a state of emergency. And it's on both sides, honestly. It's pox on both your houses. Trump has turned the wall into a symbol and Democrats have responded in kind with abolish ICE. Neither of those is the right policy. You need ICE and you need a subtle, welcoming, but also tough policy on the border. And so it's a complicated problem. And we're dealing with it with, you know, a sledgehammer.
So, Tamara, I know labels often are not very useful, but you've often been described as a conservative voice on immigration. Where do you disagree with, for lack of a better word, liberals?
Well, because I think we do need tough enforcement. What you want is a system that has clear rules and that are rules in line with America's needs. Trump's 100% right about that. What we want is an immigration system that serves America's interests. It's about rights. We care about rights. Rights matter. We're not monsters. But it really can't be driven mostly by rights. It needs to be driven by our interests. So he's right about that. And then there does need to be some toughness in it. We have to have rules and then we have to stick to them. And I mean, I think the rules are completely wrong now. And I think the rules should actually be more generous because we need more workers, both high skilled and low skilled. But once we have those rules in place, we ought to enforce the heck out of them. And employers who are trying to get around them should get punished severely. And, you know, the people who are coming illegally, once we have a system where the workers we need can get in legally, the people who will be coming illegally will be mostly people who really want to do us harm. And we should be very tough on them. So, you know, the difference between me and a progressive or an immigrants' rights advocate is I don't think the system should be based on rights. It should be based on America's interest. And I think there should be clear rules, but then clearly enforced.
When women and children who've been, you know, fleeing rape are then turned away at the border, I mean,
A system that's working.
Isn't the U.S. kind of monstrous?
Well, yes, but again, we need a way to distinguish between that kind of person and, you know, I hate to say it, but the other person who just sees a good opportunity to come and work as a maid. Again, in my perfect world, we'd have a system for that person coming to work as a maid, but we don't right now. So right now, I do believe we need to enforce the laws in place. So you're right, the system of asylum and refugee status needs to work better, but you know, in my view, we should be throwing resources at that system and effectively putting in more resources so that that system can work better and faster. But also, there should be a tough side to it where we are signaling in Central America, you know, don't come unless if you don't really have an emergency. We should be cooperating with our Mexican neighbors. I mean, it's just a whole different approach. Right now, we're just screaming.
Where do you see common ground for the many sides in this immigration debate?
These two sides don't want to agree on what to name the post office, right? If Trump comes up with a name he likes, Democrats feel like it's a loss. And if Democrats come up with a name they like, Trump feels like it's a loss. So even if it was a simple problem, these two sides, it's a winner take all, and you need to win and the other guy needs to lose system right now. And so it's hard on any issue, but it's particularly hard on immigration, which both sides see as a plaything for their base. The problem is they're not really having a conversation right now about the important things. You know, they're talking about should the wall be made of concrete or metal slats. It's still a ridiculous conversation. A wall's not going to stop that much. I'm for strong enforcement on the border, but it's not about a physical barrier mostly. It's about a lot. It's about other things. It's about electronics and manpower and how you set up the court system. And we're not arguing about the real problem. I mean, again, the metaphor is there's a patient on the operating room. They need careful surgery, and we're just shouting at each other over the sick body.
Tamara Jacoby heads the group Immigration Works USA, a federation of small businesses that advocates for immigration reform. Thank you very much, Tamara.
My pleasure.
Some experts say the real crisis at the border is who many of the migrants are now coming in. They're far likelier than ever to be children and families, and they're encountering an immigration infrastructure that was not built to care for them. Reporter Tanya Karras posted that story over at theworld.org.